It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today in the city of Rotterdam in the Netherlands, a global contest is drawing to a close. It's called Get in the Ring. Think that TV show Shark Tank, but with a boxing theme and a $1 million prize for the tech startup that wins it all. Earlier this month, I went to the North American finals in Kansas City, where 15 fledgling companies from Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. were preparing to square off in front of a panel of judges practicing in conference rooms at the Kauffman Center. First, I found Mayank Vijay of medical device startup Brightseed.
What is this thing? It looks like a spear gun to me, but I...
So this is an actual laparoscopic cutting tool. So you're basically cauterizing and cutting the tissue. What we're doing is we're an imaging technology that actually puts imaging into these cutting tools so that while a surgeon's dissecting through tissue, we can alert them in real time if they're about to make a dangerous cut.
Other startup CEOs like Heather Abbey were trying to start a different kind of Etsy.
I'm the founder of shopindigenous.ca. We're an e-commerce site for indigenous artisans. They get to upload their own items, create their own descriptions, and sell at their own prices.
Companies like these had to pitch their startup in under 25 seconds in front of four judges. I caught up with one of the judges, Anita Newton, outside of the first round of company pitches.
You know, they say brevity is a virtue, and here it's the essential ingredient. And it's this unique combination of conveying your idea, but also doing it in a way that is confident, passion, conviction.
One company that stood out early on in the contest was Spot On Sciences. They make this thing called a HemoSpot. It's this little silver dollar-sized blue flat container with a white paper target inside. Here's founder Jeanette Hill from Austin, Texas, pitching in front of the judges.
80% of healthcare decisions are based on diagnostic testing. But to get a blood test, you still have to drag your butt to a lab, have them take it out of your arm with a big needle. Our solution is HemoSpot. It's a way to take a blood sample from home. Simply stick your finger with a lancet, put two drops of blood on, close it up, send it to the lab in the mail.
Hill wasn't the most charismatic presenter, but her PhD spoke for itself, and her idea was a good one. I caught her at the post-pitch cocktail party and asked her how she thought she did.
Jeanette, how do you think you did?
It went well. I mean, it was nervous, and hopefully that didn't come across that way.
What was the toughest question?
Always the FDA issue is a tough question. You know, we're low risk, but the FDA is a very gray area for them, and it's something we work with quite a bit. You know, our ultimate goal is make it easy for patients. And right now, we make it really hard for patients to get their blood test done. So that needs to change.
The next night at a big final pitch event, the winner of the North American finals was announced.
All right, here we go. You're all winners. Remember that. There's one very special winner tonight, and it is Spot On Sciences.
The judges seem to feel that Hill's HemoSpot, which only costs $1 and keeps blood samples good for weeks without refrigeration, could truly change the world. She'll represent the U.S. in tonight's final round in Rotterdam. It's Silicon Tally time. My guest this week, Marty Van Ness. She's not your usual tech guru. She's actually a turkey guru on the Butterball line, and the phones are already ringing there with questions about next week's big dinner. That's how we got her, too. Marty, are you ready to play the game where this week we try and stump each other with numbers from food tech news just in time for Thanksgiving?
I think so. I'm a little nervous. My palms are sweating. This is harder than cooking a turkey.
Don't worry. It's going to be okay.
What happens if I flunk?
Well, you know, then your goose will be cooked, I suppose. So I've got a number for you. Version 1.2.
Oh, can I butterball it?
Are you going to call someone else on the hotline?
Yeah.
No, you don't get to phone a friend, but I will tell you what the actual number is. This month, the makers of Soylent released a new vegan formula, Soylent version 1.2, for people who care about animals but not about food, apparently. Have you heard of Soylent? It's like a technology startup company that's making protein shakes, and it's called Soylent.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
But it doesn't sound very delicious, does it?
Well, to somebody it will be.
All right, you got a number for me?
5 years.
The age of the oldest Thanksgiving dinner helping app?
Well, our answer would be how many years we've been doing Twitter. at the Turkey Talk Line.
You've been tweeting turkey for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Tweeting turkey. Tweeting turkey. That's something totally different. We don't go there.
All right, cool. I got a number for you. You ready?
Okay.
1.5 million pounds of lettuce.
Used by McDonald's?
That's a good guess. What I'm really looking for is Aero Farms. It's this aeroponic farming startup. It plans to grow 1.5 million pounds of leafy greens per year in Newark, New Jersey. What do you think? They're going to, like, grow lettuce in the air, I guess.
So it's like hydroponic, but it's aeroponic.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you got a number for me?
10 years.
So the other one was 5 years. I'm going to guess maybe the length of time that Butterball has been answering emails about turkey.
You peaked.
I didn't peek.
You are right, Ben Johnson.
What's the strangest email? Have you gotten some bizarre emails about turkey?
They did send us one once, and it was cute. It was the bikini turkey. You have your raw turkey. It's all pasty white, and you put it in the oven. But before you put it in the oven, you make like a little foil bikini.
So you get a turkey tan.
Yeah, it gets a turkey tan, and then you take the foil up, and it looks like the turkey had a bikini on.
That's some impressive innovation right there.
That's somebody with not enough to do, maybe.
Marty Van Ness supervises the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Marty, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. You have a great holiday season.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.